Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 6:08. What is going on in the world? This one, kind of interesting here. Remember the bad Saudis? They're bad people. Oh, yeah. According to President Biden, I mean, he was on the, before he was president, he declared it back when he was in his campaign that the Saudi rulers would face consequences in the killing of Khashoggi. Remember all that?
Well, he's referred to them as a pariah.
I mean, a pariah. That's the word I was looking for. Go. Yeah. I remember that one.
Uh-huh.
But things have changed. Things have changed.
Well, he did show up begging for oil, and they kind of told him to pound sand.
Correct. And there's a lot of sand to pound around there.
Yeah.
The Biden administration declared Thursday night the official standing of Saudi Arabia's crown prince should grant him immunity in lawsuits for his alleged role in the brutal killing of a U.S.-based journalist.
Yeah. Really?
Immunity.
Huh.
Immunity.
What would prompt that? That's odd.
The request is a controversial one after President Biden promised consequences on the campaign trail for Saudi officials following the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi's fiance and Democracy for the Arab World now filed a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia officials, and that includes the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, for their roles in the murder of Khashoggi. So now, all of a sudden, Biden's like, you get immunity. Rooted in international law, sovereign immunity protects states and their officials from some legal proceedings in other foreign states' domestic courts. The State Department said upholding the concept helps ensure American leaders don't have to worry about being hauled into foreign courts to face lawsuits in other countries. And to that I say, well, try not to kill anybody, you know, like a journalist, and then saw their bones in half and carry them out in a briefcase.
That was
brutal.
That was over the top, yeah. That was a bit much.
Yes. Yeah. Brutal, to say the very least. All right. So,
this is a weird twist.
Well,
this
it is.
Just weird.
It is. And we'll dig into that a little bit further. But look, remember, Saudi Arabia already. Human rights folks, aren't crazy about him to begin with.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden, amnesty. Come on, man. What's one murder between friends, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, can you slide me a couple of barrels of the good stuff? That sweet, sweet crude. According to the Associated Press, the U.S. intelligence community concluded the Crown Prince gave the approval of Khashoggi's killing, despite the country's claim that he was not directly involved. Biden administration statement did note visa restrictions and other penalties it handed out to lower-ranking Saudi officials. Now, you bad boy. Bad, you kill people. That's bad. They handed out other penalties like visa restrictions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can't travel when you chop up people.
That's going to leave a mark. From the earliest days of this administration, the United States government has expressed its grave concerns regarding Saudi agents' responsibility for Jamal Khashoggi's murder. During his campaign for president, Biden promised to make a pariah out of Saudi rulers over the brutal death. Then he went there kissing butts and rings and anything else, I guess.
Wow.
And and then they said, we were going to cut production by 1 million barrels, you know, just to send a clear message to you. But now we're going to cut it by 2, just to show you what a jerk we think you are.
Who's the boss?
And so now all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're not that bad. He's a crown prince. Let's cut him a break.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
When you think about it, the GOP is now that they have the House, they're going to go after the Biden family business, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Joe just wants to set these precedents. You know, he's got Schumer out there going, hey, let's give amnesty to 11 million or however many there are, 30 million illegals. Let's give amnesty to them. Then the Biden administration says, let's give amnesty to the crown prince. Let's do that. Hoping that what? Everybody's in an amnesty mood? And then they'll also give that to the Biden family business.
Wow.
Yeah, there's now with the Republicans in charge of the House, even though it's a slim margin, it means that they take over a lot of committees and they will be able to utilize some oversight shine a spotlight and investigate some of this stuff. Now, as we've seen pretty much to our lifetimes, will there be a real price to pay for anybody that holds any real power? Doubtful. Doubtful, but you at least have to try. You can't completely give up on it, I guess. And one of the most powerful people in the history of our government, Nancy Pelosi, she was kind of saying goodbye to everybody.
For me, the hour's come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility. With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Oh, she's not going to seek leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know she couldn't be the House Speaker, but I guess any leadership position now she is. She's gonna step down and step back. What is she? 82 now.
82. Yeah.
You know, Bullock, but in a battle of wits. Not that she's got everything working for her. She still runs circles around the president, does she not?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. White House accuses GOP of initiating probes into long-debunked Hunter Biden conspiracy theories. So this is their way to head it off at the pass when I told you that they're going to investigate the Biden family business.
Uh-huh, right.
So already the White House blasted House Republicans Thursday for vowing to investigate whether Biden's compromised as a result of his son Hunter's foreign business dealings.
Long-debunked?
Allegedly, I mean, well, that's going to be their defense. Look,
okay.
Have a defense based on reality, but how long have they been operating without reality? Instead of working with President Biden to address issues important to the American people, like lower costs, congressional Republicans' top priority is to go after President Biden with politically motivated attacks chock full of long-debunked conspiracy theories, so says Ian Sam, spokesperson for the White House's counsel office. President Biden is not going to let these political attacks distract him from focusing on Americans' priorities. Oh, so all of a sudden now after the midterms, they want to work on priorities and the economy. Oh, maybe even crime and all the other things that Republicans warned everybody about and ran on. And the Democrats had nothing to run on. But now they're going to be focused. And if you're a Republican and you're not focused on those things, you just don't care about the American people. It's all political for you.
Well, it's amazing how quickly things can change.
Isn't it, though?
Wow, it's incredible.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the death of journalist Khashoggi means nothing to Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it meant something. I guess not.
Pariahs.
6:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Another TikTok story coming your way. Stand by and happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.